You go.
All right, we ready? All right, I call the order of the meeting. I call the meeting of Thursday, August 15th, 2024, meeting of the Flowway CDD. First order of business is a roll call.
Supervisor Bahatla.
Here.
Supervisor Kleck.
Here.
Supervisor Winters. Absent. Supervisor Miller. Absent. Chairman Stant.
Present. Three members being present, we have a quorum. Next item is public comment. The problem members of the public, the way we handle this is if there is an item on the agenda that you want to address, we'll let you keep my attention and we'll let you address it. It might be after, I don't interrupt the speaker, after the board members give me a chance to speak. If there's some item on the agenda, that's, there's something that you want to talk about that's not on the agenda, at the end of the day, we'll have an open forum and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So just need to get my attention. And when you come up, please come up to the microphone. That's more so that we can get, make sure we capture your name, address, and your comments for the record. Obviously, you can hear it here without it, but that's why we have the microphone. We're going to do the minutes and then we're going to go to the presentation on the stormwater management. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes that have been presented? If not, I'll take a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Roll call, please.
Supervisor Bahatla.
Aye.
Supervisor Kleck.
Aye.
Chairman Stant.
Aye. Motion carries. The minutes are approved as presented. Okay, Jimmy, we bumped you up to give people so they don't have to sit through the whole rest of the meeting if they don't want to. So go ahead.
George, I can stay here so I can present. They can see my face on video and they can hear me through audio. The members in the crowd can see the visual that I brought, but is there a way that we want to try to present to those online or just through audio and video?
Just to the audio and video, you're good.
Well, Jim Benson, district engineer for the CDD. A firm called Calvin Giordano Associates, and we've been done for 10 years doing various municipal and private property stormwater management developments, both large and small. I've done work with South Florida Water Management District, Army Corps of Engineers, and all the different municipalities and permit agencies in South Florida. I was hired back in 2020, I believe, and have several years of ongoing maintenance and engineering responsibilities to make sure the system and assets are maintained as they originally permitted. I'm here today to discuss the drainage management system because of Debbie, Hurricane Debbie that happened last week. So what I'm going to do is start off first with my item from my engineer's report that kind of highlights what happened with Hurricane Debbie, and then I'll get into more specifics about that, how the drainage system works. August 4th, the weekend of August 4th, Hurricane Debbie strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. But before it made landfall in northern Florida, it did devastating precipitation and rainfall here in South Florida and Naples, Collier County, Fort Myers, and seen the news. The initial rainfall affected the golf course and drainage system, but it already started to recover. Per discussions with South Florida Water Management District, the existing Immokalee Canal system, Ocahatchee Canal, did receive a lot of influx of discharge from other adjacent neighborhoods. And it, coupled with the tailwater conditions and storm surge that the Gulf had seen at the beach at the line, really prevented the systems from being able to discharge quickly. And he had estimated it could take 5 to 7 business calendar days for that really to proceed. You start to see a lowering in the drainage system, which I believe we have seen this last week. But our stormwater management system is designed to account for standing water in roadways, in golf courses, in pervious and impervious areas after a large rainfall event. The drainage system is connected to the ponds with pipes and carried out to the wetlands, ditches, canals, and lakes for off-site drainage. Those off-site systems were at max capacity during this event. Because of the amount of rain that Collier County received as a whole, it slowed the discharge rate for the on-site drainage system. And in this case, the off-site drainage may have even been backed up into the community before we were able to ultimately start to discharge. Before, our teams have been on-site accessing the system to confirm that the outfall structures are free and clear and drained as intended. And the off-site systems, once the off-site systems have lowered, I guess they have lowered now, it'll free up the capacity for that drainage to continue to discharge. Roadways and ponds will lower accordingly, and our field teams will continue to monitor the drainage system. So that was what I had written up immediately after the hurricane to prepare for the agenda and be part of the agenda. But since we've had some emails and correspondence back and forth, and we invited the HOA so that you can understand that how the system works. So from a high-level point of view, it may be hard to see, this smaller map represents northern Collier County and southern Lee County. And you can see the woodland slough here is part of our preserves, and that takes on a lot of discharge from eastern Collier County. And that discharge to Cootahatchee Canal, along with our discharge to Cootahatchee Canal, runs its course along the Mockley Boulevard before it goes to the Cootahatchee River and onto the Gulf of Mexico. As you can see, there's three control structures along the Mockley River or Cootahatchee Canal. And those structures are basically just weirs that stop water along the way. There's three different places. South Florida Water Management District really controls those weirs and stops the flow or allows flow depending on high, low water levels throughout various areas. It's about the network of modeling that they do real time during the hurricane event. So I just want to make sure, you know, you're familiar with, you know, where you're at in the county and what the system looks like, but that's kind of where the water goes.
Can you touch for us?
Yes, where it said Woodlands Slough,
okay.
It's this right here, the community right just underneath it. That's a big preserve that makes its way all the way to Amok. So yeah, we're here on the western side of this mountain. So that's just a high-level kind of drainage system. And what's kind of interesting is this below the surface, South Florida Water Management District technical memo that you can have and pick up if you want a copy of it, kind of touched a little bit on what to do before and after the system, but also educates residents and communities about how the drainage systems work. And they call it a three-tier system, kind of like a highway or a roadway system. You have highways, and then you have collector roads, and then you have local roads. So our system is kind of like the local and collector, and then the highway is really like and if the highway backs up, you're not getting on the on-ramp. It's going to have, you have to wait for it to kind of go. So that's kind of how something talked about in this map, and grab one and for you to read and educate on kind of what has been done beforehand. And it talks about protection through permitting. It actually talks about the various permit levels, once you get a certain amount of precipitation, what to expect. It talks about a 100-year storm event, and you can expect structures from being flooded. You can talk about that. I think we're lucky that we're in a community that's a designed drainage system that is maintained, and we really don't have that problem during a 100-year storm event. And I'll get a little bit about that in the design once we finish permitting. But to kind of finish up, this before and after document describes what permitted, what affects drainage, and really what we need to do to maintain it. And that's where the CDD steps in. We didn't design the system, we inherited the system. As you see, the developers and developers and engineers really came up with the layout and design. But we are in charge of maintaining it, and we do inspect it. So this kind of gives those thing. And I can tell you, I went through everything that I listed, whether it's mowing the grass, clearing the weeds, removing sediment debris. That's everything that we do on a regular basis. So we're making sure that before the hurricane is done, And then after the hurricane is over, we expect to make sure that things are still, because we know it's not about the highest water level, it's about how quickly it's to get out. So we make sure that we have maintaining and respect and continue to do that for the future. So this is more recognizable. North being up, but the permit plan that goes into that. So I'm going to pull to the side. This is the neighborhood, and I know you're familiar with the, I know you're familiar with all the lakes. You can see on the aerial, we all have Google Maps. See all the lakes. But what you may not know is how that system functions. It's a gravity system, and it discharges based on a tank, or the height of the water. And there's four control structures that discharge at the blue arrows. Blue arrows are the main pipes that this whole network discharges to what's called a bypass canal. And that bypass canal was permanent because we filled in some of the wetlands from the woodland slough. And when we did our permits of the development, South Florida and Army Corps, that was part of the agreement for the development. The canal has two weirs on it, and that just controls to make sure that we're discharging to a known head or known tailwater. And then that is connected to the Cocoa Hatchet Canal. So this kind of highlights the overall system, all the lakes, all the pipes that interconnect between the lakes that we're charging, the lake banks themselves, the coral plants, the control structures, and all the weirs. And then I'll link the search to follow down. The only thing that I want to also mention is hard for me to see here, but there's some stormwater management summary inches of precipitation for the 25 to 100 storm. And there's stages for those corresponding storms. And if you want to get into the detail, you can kind of look at this and how that was represented. And the 100 year finished form, 100 year. Finished port elevation at 16.4. So it's 0.6 feet, just a little 6 inches lower than 100 year storm. So you're going to see, and that's, you're going to see some of the golf course, and of course, there's other parts of the golf course. This is kind of something that was developed last year, and that's why it's a little beat up. But this shows how the system stages or raises as a storm comes in and starts to pour on our system. And this represents the attic. Higher. And this is general speaking, it's not exact. There are roads that are higher and are preserves. The preserves are actually kind of thin elevations. But this kind of represents what we'll see flooded by, and then it starts to descend down on the waters and the water conditions discharge. So to make sure I kind of hit on everything, there's 27 lakes, 4 control structures. Talk about that, discharge, the dikes, the berms, pretty much everything that I really wanted to talk about. Questions that you have, I'm open up for questions.
Sure. Yeah. Jamie, what is the average overall elevation above sea level for Eskimo?